Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas and with their headquarters in the Santa Clarita Valley.
Good day, everybody. Today we're going to talk about the approvals, kind of like the people from Team Fortress 2, but we're going to talk about the approvals in the lending industry, loans and lending. You might want to buy a house. You might need to borrow money to do it. You might want to refinance your home. And again, to do that, you're going to need to borrow some money. Three different players in the world out there. You got your big banks. That's your Wells Fargo's is, your Chase's is, your Citibank's is, and so on, those types. A U.S. Bank, of course. Those are the big, big banks. A lot of them are kind of constricted a little bit on what they can do and how nimble they can move for people borrowing money. Then the next section of people out there, did I say three? Next section are going to be your mortgage brokers. They're going to be able to pull on all sorts of different sources of money. Usually they're good with FHA, good with VA. A lot of different types of lending programs out there. They can get access to it. And then you have credit unions. Credit unions, a little tighter. They're really basically just loaning the members money out, depending on what kind of membership they have. In some cases, they can even be more liberal, believe it or not, than some of the mortgage brokers out there. And they look at people case-to-case basis, and they actually look at people as members. But who you want to use, it's all you. You see that I'm not a lender, or I would say, oh, my God, use me all day long. I'm not. I'm a real estate agent. We refer out some of the best lenders here in the Santa Clarita Valley. Here's our show for today. Now, every Thursday, we do a Truth in Lending show, talk about a different topic as far as lending goes, and we watch so much. We deal with this so much. We understand it very well, the loan and lending process. While I might not be able to break it down to you to the nth degree, I can tell you what questions to ask and where real estate clients have gotten into trouble by not asking those questions. Today we're going to talk about the approvals, and the reason why this is important is because you might be sold a false bill of goods. You might be told that you're good to go with regard to a loan by getting a pre-approval from someone, then later realizing, well, that's pre-approval really doesn't, or pre-qualification really doesn't mean anything at all. So here's how it is. Three levels. Pre-qualification, call me up. Let's say I'm a lender. I'm not. I'm a realtor. Call me up and say, hey, Connor, my name's Jack. I want to borrow money to buy a house. I say, oh, my God. Well, gee, thank you for calling Connor MacGyver, real estate lender. But I'm not a lender. I'm an agent. But thank you for calling me. And this is what I'm going to need. I'm going to need some paycheck stubs. Do you do work for a living? Do you have a job? Good, good. And that job, are you self-employed? No. Oh, you work for somebody? Yes. Okay, what do you do? I'm a cop. Oh, good. Well, that makes it easy because I know that part of the thing. So we're going to need paycheck stubs. Give us a few months of those. You're going to need a couple of years worth of tax returns. And then do you have any bills? Do you pay out any money? Oh, yeah, I got a car payment, got a paying on a jet ski and maybe an RV, maybe a student loan here and there. Okay. I need all that information. But how much do you have going out every month in bills? Well, X amount of dollars. And how much do you bring in every month is what I bring in. Okay, so right now I can pre-qualify you from what you've told me at $500,000. So you can go out and you buy a house, $500,000. If it has an HOA, you know what, and that would include an HOA of, let's say, up to $100. Anything different than that, then you're going to let me know. We'll have to rework the numbers. So there you go. You're pre-qualified. Congratulations. But in order for me to get you pre-approved, I'm going to need to get more information from you. So I'm going to need to actually get real copies of all this stuff. So once I get real copies of all this stuff, tax returns, paycheck stuff, and, you know, bills and run your credit and all this other stuff, then you're going to have a pre-approval. How's that sound? Oh, I'm glad you're happy, Jack. Your name is Jack, right? All right, so that's that. So then you got the pre-approval. Pre-approval, kind of what everybody has that's going out there and buying real estate. But because you are pre-qualified or have a pre-approval, don't let it get you upset if, when you write that offer on a piece of real estate, the agent representing the seller says, "Ah, Jack, I need you to contact a lender that I know and pre-qualify with them, pre-approve with them, just to make sure this pre-approval letter you've written, your lender has written on your behalf, is actually worth the paper it's written on." That's important, because a lot of deals we find as real estate agents, very frustrating. They get down to the wire when that particular part or component wasn't lived up to, get down to the wire, and then buyers can't move forward. Very sad, very tragic, tragic for everybody involved. So to be asked to pre-qualify with another lender, even though you might love your lender, and they might be one of those best in the world lenders that we refer our clients to, at the end of the day, not bad. Have another set of eyeballs. Now, this process, the pre-qualification process with somebody else, that should not be for that person to steal you away from your lender. That would be absolutely rude. It should only be to pre-qual with them and to get approved. Now, here's the other part of that, the other facet of that. It could be that your lender, Jack, is going to speak with the lender that's on the other side of the deal, working with the listing agent or homeowner to pre-qualify everybody that writes offers on this particular listing. Maybe that's the connection point, and maybe that agent says, "You know what, Jack, you don't got to do it. Have your lender call my lender. Set up lunch, talk, chit-chat about Jack and his finances." That's realistically the best way to go. It's the cleanest, and it avoids that trap that so often salespeople run into, including lenders. "So what's your interest rate?" "Oh, they're giving you that. Well, you know what, I can give you a much better rate all day long." Don't fall into that trap. Be very careful with regard to that. Whenever you're looking out there, people are going to, you know, tell you 1,000 ways from Sunday that they're going to be better for you than everybody else. Don't be too quick to believe it. Make sure you verify that. Get in writing. And if they're promising you some interest rate when you haven't even had a property identified yet, I'm going to get off this box in a moment. If they're promising you that, make sure they put it in writing. Say, "I swear before God and on my license that if I don't give you this interest rate 6 months from now, you know, you can, I'll have to write you a check for $1 bazillion. Remember that. All right. So we covered pre-qualification. We covered pre-approval. Yep, ladies and gentlemen, the creme de la creme in the lending world is, drum roll please, UA, underwriter approval. That's the best, folks. That means, as a borrower, this person has been ran through the ringer, got it some kind of automated approval in the machine, a human being has looked at it, the underwriter, and said, "Yeah, blessed, everything looks good, straight across the board. The only thing we're lacking is a property and appraisal. That's it." And maybe some conditions. Maybe they... appraiser goes to the property and says, "Well, you know, it doesn't have smoke detectors." That being the case, then maybe we'll get those taken care of. But besides all that, this person, good as gold. Even if you have a UA or underwriter approval level of authority to borrow money, purchase real estate, the agent on the other side, while they'll be able to sell your offer a lot better to their sellers, they're going to still require you, potentially, to contact their lender, or have your lender contact their lender, do lunch, talk about Jack's finances. I'm Connor McIver. I hope you enjoyed today's show. We do have a 7-day-a-week format, and we would love for you to tune in future episodes. We are back on Blog Talk Radio. Haven't been here for a while. We've been uploading everything to SoundCloud, which we will continue to do. But at the end of the day, you know, it's about reaching more people. Hopefully this will be a good fit for us. We will stay on SoundCloud. I will get all the episodes uploaded to SoundCloud later on in the day after our show has been completed. You have been phenomenal. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I would hope to be in contact with you very soon. Mainsite, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com, Paris, 911.com, local real estate agents headquartered in Santa Clarita Valley. Tomorrow's our Friday finale broadcast. Going to talk about price changes. See all the radio shows you want that we put on at Paris, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com, front and center. Do other things there, too. Send me an email. Say, gee, Connor, you're the man. Like that. Everybody have a great day. Talk to you soon.